둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
Got what? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button if you're not already. You're going to get new interviews just like this one sent your way every single week. You can grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And please do give this series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. We've had some great guests drop by lately, including Sarah Bareilles, the singer-songwriter, is one of the executive producers on the Apple TV documentary Come See Me in the Good Light. We talked with Gaden Matarazzo. You also know him as Dustin Henderson on Stranger Things, about the final season of Stranger Things, and voicing one of the characters in Andy Serkis's adaptation of Animal Farm. Felicity Jones and Carrie Condon were here to talk about Train Dreams. Abe Sylvia discussed the latest season of Palm Royale, Pearson Faudet starring in A Very Merry Xmas. Audrey Nuna, she voices one of the characters, the music side of the character, on K-pop Demon Hunters. We also talked with Penelope Ann Miller and Eric Christensen about After All, and Florence Welch, lead singer of Florence and the Machine, dropped in to discuss her latest record, Everybody Scream. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, I'm going to tell you, dreams do come true, folks, because I get to talk with Gobo Fraggle. Yes, the Fraggle of Fraggle Rock, leader of the Fraggle Five. I also get to talk with John Tartaglia, the showrunner, puppeteer, and voice behind Gobo, separately, which means at one point, though, and we're going to get into this first, I'm just going to talk to Gobo, who, as a child of the 80s, there's fewer things that may be higher on that list right there. So we're going to be diving into the world of Fraggle Rock with both the Eternal Explorer and the man who brings him to life. And first up, Gobo Fraggle stops by to talk about the new holiday special, The First Snow of Fraggle Rock. We're going to break down his very first real snowfall, the panic of hitting rock block, we call it writer's block here, and the unexpected outer space songwriting session with Lele Pons that helped him find the season's big song. Gobo's going to chat about his musical heroes, holiday traditions shared between Fraggles and silly creatures such as myself, and what it's like braving the bright, noisy surface world. All that and more. I am so happy to be saying these next few words. Discussing the first snow of Fraggle Rock, it's Kyle Meredith with Gobo Fraggle.
Feature Kyle.
It's such a pleasure to meet you. How are you?
Nice to meet you too, pal. I'm good. I'm so happy to be here with you.
So how's winter going in Fraggle Rock?
Oh, I love it. You know, this is my favorite time of year. And we're down here in the tunnels and the caves that get all iced over. And this year we had our very first snowfall.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now you guys get to play around a lot with the snow, right?
Yeah. Well, every year the Doozers bring the snow from the ice caverns, you know, and it just kind of magically appears. Like we wake up one morning and all of a sudden, boom, there's snow on the ground here in the cave. But this year, I don't know how, somehow magically, we had our very first snowfall. It was so cool.
I'm glad you enjoyed that. We just had our first snowfall here in Louisville too. So
no way, like first snowfall ever?
First snowfall of the season. So we get that every year.
Oh, so you're used to it.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. So I heard though that that you were tasked with coming up with a song for the occasion as well.
Yeah, we all have our jobs during the season, and mine is to write the song of the season, which usually is pretty easy for me, you know, it kind of comes naturally. But this year I was stuck. I had what we call rock block and I couldn't come up with a song, and I needed a little inspiration. So luckily my Uncle Matt invited me for the very first time ever to outer space. So I got to come out where you live, silly creature, and I got to meet Lele Pons, who's a silly creature who makes music. And she taught me she kind of gave me some tips on how to write a better song.
Yeah. And how do you feel like with songwriting and everything, like you all write so many songs in Fraggle Rock, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, they're always there, like hitting that writer's block right there. Like how do you break through that? The rock block.
It kind of freaked me out, honestly, because I've never had that happen before. But, you know, I think what it's about is about getting inspiration and kind of listening to that little voice inside and just trusting it, you know? And then what I realized was what I really needed to write the best song was all my friends, you know, and we all kind of contributed to it. And that's what made it the best song.
Now, do you have any musical heroes? Like I have all of my musical heroes over my shoulder right here. I was wondering if it's like that for you.
Well, my very favorite singer of all time, her name is Mezzo. And she came to Fraggle Rock a little while back and I got to meet her and I even got to sing with her too.
Yeah. And singing with it, you mentioned Lele Pons as well.
Yeah.
Like, so what's your impression of when you get to be in outer space with us and everything and Lele and what's going on around here in the winter?
Yeah. Well, I was a little scared, honestly, because I'd never been before, you know, and it's very loud and bright and big, you know, I mean, I live underground and it, you know, things are kind of small here for the most part, but I was so excited when I got there. And then when I met Lele, yeah, I was really kind of at my lowest, you know, as far as coming up with my song. And she was so nice. And she basically just told me to trust myself and be open to new things, you know, and then we sang a song together and that inspired me.
Yeah, the song's made it to us. It's a fantastic song that you all have made, by the way. Oh, we've heard it.
You liked it?
I loved it.
Oh, good.
Instant classic that you all have made right there.
Oh, well.
Now that you've been to outer space, you think you're going to come back?
Oh, for sure. You know, because especially seeing all the holiday things that you do, it kind of inspired me even more. You know, I didn't realize that silly creatures and fraggles share holiday traditions.
Oh, right. Yeah. We've all got our traditions.
Yeah. And so, now that I know that it snows there, where are you in outer space?
I'm in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, my Uncle Matt's been there.
I'm so sorry I missed him. I must have just walked right past him.
Well, you never know where you're going to see him, so keep your eyes open.
Gobo, it has been so great to meet you, seriously, and I hope we get to see you around here on these parts again sometime soon.
I hope so too. Yeah, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday.
You too as well. Thank you.
Thanks, friend.
We'll see you. Bye.
See you soon. Happy holidays.
And we'll be right back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Mubi, a curated streaming service dedicated to elevating great cinema from around the globe. From iconic directors to emerging auteurs, there was always something new to discover. With Mubi, each and every film is hand-selected, so you can explore the best of cinema, streaming anytime, anywhere. Like Pavements, Alex Ross Perry's rockumentary biopic hybrid about the only band that matters, Pavement. Starring members of the band, as well as Joe Keery, Jason Schwartzman, and Tim Heidecker, the wildly original picture tackles the mythology of the band, their anticipated comeback, and more in a fashion that matches their left-field ethos. To stream Pavements and other great films, you can try Mubi free for 30 days at mubi.com/COS. That's mubi.com/COS for a month of great cinema for free.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith. Now we're going to talk with John Tartaglia, showrunner, puppeteer, the voice behind Gobbo, about taking a character with decades of mythology, pulling inspiration from classic specials like The Bells of Fraggle Rock, weaving in new characters and subtle callbacks for longtime fans. John's going to get into the surreal moment of meeting Gobbo on camera, the influence of original performer Jerry Nelson, and why Gobbo's stubborn optimism makes him braver than he is in real life. It's part two of this trip through Fraggle lore, holiday spirit, and childhood dream territory, talking about the first snow of Fraggle Rock. It's Kyle Meredith with John Tartaglia.
Good to see you.
Good to see you as well, especially you being the person who's kept the magic of my childhood alive.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's really nice seeing this new special, The First Snow of Fraggle Rock. I was like, with so much lore and world building as this show has, like, when you're doing one of these, do you have to look back at any of the past ones to kind of figure any, you know, where this one leads?
Yeah, we have a really unique situation, right? Because we're kind of this alternate universe of Fraggle Rock, right? Like, we definitely don't try to say, oh, we're after the original series, before the originals. We just kind of say we're in the same world as the original series. But we look to it often as either inspiration or for, you know, little beats we can throw in for the fans that kind of make them happy because it acknowledges episode 70 or something for the original series.
Right.
And with the first snow, Fraggle Rock, we wanted to kind of like the Bells of Fraggle Rock. If you know that holiday special from the original series, to me, that was like a must do every single year. I had to watch that. Otherwise, the holidays didn't feel complete. And so we wanted to kind of do another holiday special in that vein where it's got that heart, it's got that really deep metaphor, it's got that beautiful moment of everyone singing in the Great Hall, all those kind of heartwarming things. It looks really, you know, blue and snowy and Christmassy and holiday-ish, but like, you know, all of Jim's work always did, but had something bigger to say.
Right.
And so I think we felt, yeah, I think we definitely looked back at the original series as inspiration for a lot of this special, for sure. And little moments, little characters in there that maybe you recognize from the original if you're a big fan.
And of course, we get new characters. And what I mean by that is we also get you. There's a moment where it could have been a Dark Night of the Soul moment where you get to bump into Gobbo out in the street. Like, what's the story with that?
Well, so Alex and Matt, who wrote the special, pitched it originally. And I thought it was kind of like a placeholder. I thought it was just something kind of fun that was in like the script to make me laugh, you know? And like, we have a lot of fun making the show, right? So I was like, okay, ha ha ha. And then it was like in the second draft of the script, and then it was in like the network copy. And I was like, wait, it's still there. And I was like, no one's going to see, this isn't going to happen. No one wants to see this. And then they kept pushing it. I was honestly vocally, I was like, I don't know. And then when we were finally shooting it, we're standing outside in the cold shooting it in Canmore. It's a beautiful sunset behind the mountain. And there we were. And I just was like, this is my childhood dream come true. I'm talking to Gobbo Fraggle, mm-hmm. who I get to puppeteer, but it's different when I have him on my hand. I'm actually interacting with him. It was very, very weird.
Got to live that myself today, and I appreciate that as well. So.
You relate to it, you know, right?
It's yeah,
the
right
thing of the world. So yeah, I definitely, when I watch it now, I'm like, it just feels very, like, how did that happen?
I'm sure every character has their own tricks to playing them. Like, what's the trick to Gobbo?
Gosh, well, I mean, I always keep a little bit of Jerry Nelson in my head. I mean, he's the original performer of Gobbo, who I got to carry it on from, and he was an important teacher for me when I started with the Jim Henson Company back when I was 16. You know, he was one of the first people I got to work with, and I was always like a sponge in the corner, you know, trying to absorb his brilliance. And so I always try to keep him, I think of him constantly when I'm doing Gobbo and hear his voice in the back of my head. But really, it's about Gobbo is like the eternal optimist, and he's stubborn about it sometimes, and he can get caught up in his own hubris occasionally, because he gets a little bit like, no, this is the right way, or I know, because he just wants to put his foot down. But I try to keep him as positive and as you know, he carries this weight as the leader of the Fraggles. And I think that, you know, getting to produce Fraggle and to you know, run on the set, I can relate to that. I can relate to that feeling of like feeling this great responsibility to keeping everyone happy, to keeping things moving. Mm-hmm. And so I just try to keep that eternal optimist in Gobo. And he makes me a braver person, honestly, because he believes, you know, there's nothing to be fearful of, you know, exploring a new world. I don't know if I found myself in a brand new world like he does, if I would just be like, great, I'm just going to sing a song and head down the street. I think I'd be panicking in the corner in the fetal position. But Gobo, for some reason, can just take off like that. And so he's made me braver, you know. But that's what I think I try to take with me, is that optimism.
The eternal explorer. I love that. I do. Seriously, thank you for keeping that magic alive for all of us. And John, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much. That means more than you know to hear. Thank you.
And we'll be right back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Mubi, a curated streaming service dedicated to elevating great cinema from around the globe. From iconic directors to emerging auteurs, there was always something new to discover. With Mubi, each and every film is hand-selected, so you can explore the best of cinema, streaming anytime, anywhere. Like Pavements, Alex Ross Perry's rockumentary biopic hybrid about the only band that matters, Pavement. Starring members of the band, as well as Joe Keery, Jason Schwartzman, and Tim Heidecker, the wildly original picture tackles the mythology of the band, their anticipated comeback, and more in a fashion that matches their left field ethos. To stream Pavements and other great films, you can try Mubi free for 30 days at mubi.com/COS. That's mubi.com/COS for a month of great cinema for free.
Welcome back. Want to thank Gobo Fraggle. Want to thank John Tartaglia. The first Snow of Fraggle Rock out now on Apple TV. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Please do hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. Not every week gets a Fraggle, but we do try to keep you entertained. You can find us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With, and please do give the series a rating and leave a review wherever you're listening from. And after that, you can head over to WFPK.org. It's where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. In fact, one of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Spoon, Amanda Shires, Joni Mitchell, Smashing Pumpkins, Dave Matthews Band, Tom Petty, Matthew Sweet, The Mountain Goats, Laura Marling, The Beaches, The Beach Boys, Sister Hazel, Chet Faker, Nina Simone, Neil Young, Wolf Alice, and my interviews with Allison Mosshart of The Kills, Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age, and Japanese actor Tadanobu Asano, as we discussed a Shogun on FX. That's what you get weeknights, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always at Kyle Meredith. Please do like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.